The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It ends up the plan to use trees as a way to suck up and store extra carbon dioxide emitted into Earth's atmosphere to combat global warming isn't such a hot idea. Scientists at Duke University bathed plots of North Carolina pine trees in extra carbon dioxide every day for 10 years and found that while the trees grew more tissue, only the trees that received the most water and nutrients stored enough carbon dioxide to offset the effects of global warming. The treated trees produced about 20% more biomass on average. But since water and nutrient availability differed across the plots, averages don't tell the whole story. In some areas, the growth may be 5 to 10% more. In other areas, it's 40% more. So in sites that are poor in nutrients and water, we see very little response. In sites that are rich in both, we see a large response. These differences are key since the weather isn't always cooperative with human needs. If a drought takes hold, for instance, trees won't be able to do much in the way of carbon storage. And fertilizing forests to spur more carbon dioxide uptake is impractical because of the ramifications to the local environment and water supply.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.